My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to recap what has been a very busy last 24 hours in the National Football League with one of my favorite people to talk football with, Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated. Matt, how you doing today, my man?
I'm very busy today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Happy to have you on the show today. Let's just start with this. I am surprised that the Chiefs were not more of a player for Amari Cooper. Just everything to me made sense to go get Amari Cooper. When you think about the draft pick compensation that was given up, the Chiefs have 2 third-round picks. You think about how much the cap space was to acquire him. It was less than $1 million. I'm really, really surprised that the Chiefs lost out on Amari Cooper.
I am too. I wrote a piece about a week ago over on Sports Illustrated where I kind of detailed different connections that teams have. And Cooper doesn't have an obvious connection to the Chiefs in the sense like they didn't have an offensive coordinator tied to him or something like that. But the Chiefs are somewhat cap challenged. They have about $4.9 million in space. And when you trade for a player, you take on their base salary. Well, Amari Cooper's base salary is $1.2 million. And prorated, it's less than $1 million. It's about $800,000. So I'm with you. Like, I always looked at him and thought, if the Chiefs are going to go out and get a guy, there's a guy that makes a ton of sense. It's not going to cost you a lot financially. It's not going to cost you more than a third. And they could have outbid Buffalo. They could have given Tennessee's third if they had to. Could have given their own third. Would have done the job when you look at the rest of the details in that trade. So, I will say this. If you're the Chiefs, if you end up getting Deontay Johnson or DeAndre Hopkins, I think you feel fine about the whole thing, and it's not a big deal. But if they end up walking away from the trade deadline with, like, DeMarcus Robinson, that doesn't cut it. Then that's a failure by the Chiefs front office.
Which of those options do you think is best for Kansas City? Amari Cooper was my number one. I'd probably say Deontay Johnson is my number two option after that. I then would take DeAndre Hopkins. I think Hopkins is the most expensive of all of them. He's the older of those options. I'd rather go with those first two, and I think it gave you the flexibility to sign either of those guys to a short-term kind of contract after this season. Which other option do you like most?
Everything factored in, I think Deontay Johnson is kind of a 1B to my 1A of Amari Cooper. Like, I think they're pretty close. If the Chiefs go out and get Deontay Johnson, I don't think it's some big drop-off. Like, Cooper's had a better career, but Johnson's also a lot younger and has played with no quarterback his entire career. So if the Chiefs end up getting Deontay Johnson, I think if you're Brett Veach, you go, okay, you know what? It's pretty much a wash. You feel good about it. Hopkins, it's hard to say he's older. He was productive last year, had 1,000 yards, but has not been off to a good start this year. But again, they have no quarterback. So it's a little bit more – I think that's a little bit of a step down. And then after that, then you get into the Darius Slaytons of the world, who's a good player. He's not great. He's definitely not the three guys we just talked about. You get into old faces, which the Chiefs are all about. MVS just got released. I can't imagine that they bring MVS back, but if they do, that's going to be met with reactions. Let's put it that way. DeMarcus Robinson. I could see the Chiefs flipping a seventh round pick to the Rams. Mike Williams, to me, I don't get why they'd go after him. Like, he just doesn't look right physically. I just don't see it. Adam Thielen's another guy in Carolina that you look at. Okay, maybe. I mean, he makes sense. He's got this year and next year on his deal. He's older, but he's still productive. There's a lot of receivers out there. I'll give you one other name to watch. I don't think they do it, but it's a name. Christian Kirk. I think financially it's kind of a no-go for the Chiefs. But Jacksonville is going to unload guys. And Kirk is somebody who I think would be an amazing fit in Kansas City's offense. I just don't know that financially that it would work out for him.
I mean, Matt, you know they're bringing MVS back, right? Like, that's not a question.
Like an hour long segment.
Okay, I'm just saying that's not a question to me. That's a debate. You're in question about it. I already got MVS playing Sunday against San Francisco.
it's one of those things. If they had 2022 MVS and lost him, I'd be like, oh yeah, no question. He was so bad last year that I almost feel like Mahomes might throw himself in front of that. I mean, maybe he would. Maybe he'd say, look, I know him and I believe. But if you're the Chiefs, like, you're not playing them in front of Worthy. You're not playing them in front of Watson. You're not playing them in front of Juju. That's it. Like, the DeMarcus Robinson thing, I feel like that's much more like they'll just, yeah, here's a conditional seventh-round pick, and DeMarcus Robinson will come in and play 47 snaps. But, look, this whole year, it seems like the whole team has been getting the band back together. Why not? Just go get them both, and we can move forward.
Last thing here about the Chiefs, and I do want to get your thoughts on the rest of the moves around the National Football League. What do you think is the most the Chiefs would spend now? Because I was looking at the compensation for Amari Cooper. I mean, that's how much it costs if you want to get a wide receiver that moves a needle. Darius Slayton right. is a fine player, but Darius Slayton doesn't really move the needle, and the Chiefs have like four versions of Darius Slayton already on their team. What's the most you think the Chiefs would spend at the deadline to go get another wide receiver?
I think that realistically, the most that anybody's going to cost is probably Deontay Johnson. And that's probably a three, maybe even a four. But I think because the Chiefs are who they are and where they're drafting, I think it would probably be their third round pick. I think that's probably the right answer. I don't think it'd be Tennessee's pick. I think it'd be their own. I will throw one curveball, and I think this has like a 0.1% chance of materializing, but I also think it can't be completely discounted. What if the Dolphins just stink and Tua doesn't come back and they're like, let's say for this year, and they're 2-6 and Tyreek Hill just says, I'm done with this, trade me. Like, if you look at the financials of that whole situation, his base salary this year is like $1 million and next year it's 10. If I were the Chiefs and by any miracle that was even like a possibility, I would call them and be like, you want a first and Tennessee's third? Because it's done. I don't think that is really going to happen, but I have seen weirder things happen in the NFL, and Miami feels like they're teetering on the brink of being like 2-5, 2-6.
Right now, we're talking to Matt Verderam for a couple more minutes. He is with Sports Illustrated, breaking through some of the big wide receiver trades. Let's keep it with Amari Cooper and keep it with Buffalo. I love the move. I love the fit for Buffalo. They were a team that needed a number one wide receiver. You now add him to the mix. You got James Cook. I think you got a couple of capable running backs. Davis is pretty good. Ty Johnson is pretty good. You got a couple of capable tight ends. You add that to Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel, and some of the weapons. Buffalo's got some firepower right now.
Yeah, they do. Look, you know what? If you're the best, I wrote last night after they beat the Jets, I wrote a reaction piece for Sports Illustrated. I wrote the Bills need to add a receiver to be a real contender because right now they just can't win with him and with Allen on time and in structure. They can't do it. Cooper gives them that. Now, I think there's layers to this. The Bills are definitely better, and between Cooper, Shakir and Kincaid, that's look, not an unbelievable trio, but it's a solid trio. And when you factor in Allen in the run game, that should be a good offense. I do think that they still are not as good as they were a year ago. I still think that's true. Diggs is a better player, at least was a better player than Cooper. And while Gabe Davis has never been a guy that I've been overly fond of his game, he's better than any of these guys are trotting at. He's better than Keon Coleman at this point. He's better than Mac Hollins. So I still think, all told, the Bills were a better team a year ago than they are right now. But I think they wake up – well, they'll wake up tomorrow a better team than they woke up today. And so, look, right now in the AFC, I think five teams matter. And it's Buffalo, Houston, Baltimore, Kansas City, and until they're dead and buried, Cincinnati. The rest of these teams, yeah, you might get a playoff team or two. Yeah, obviously you're going to have to. I don't think any of them are meaningful contenders.
Looking at the other major trade that has happened, Devontae Adams is now a member of the New York Jets. I mean, there were only two teams to me that he was going to go to. He was either going to go to the Jets or the Saints. I think we knew that the Jets had to be the favorite. I mean, I knew whenever Mike Williams didn't catch that ball and that ball got intercepted, at that moment, Aaron Rodgers looked at somebody and said, I will never throw another pass to Mike Williams.
Yes, it was over immediately, which, by the way, is funny in the sense that Rodgers just absolutely buried him in a press conference after the game. And, you know, like, Aaron, to be fair, though, you also threw that ball by like 10 yards.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it's just a terrible throw. I don't care what his excuse is, awful throw. But in any event, you know what? Like, I graded this thing this afternoon, and I gave the Jets a D and the Raiders an F. Like, when is the last time a team two games under 500 traded away a top 100 pick for a 32-year-old player, and he's going to be 32 in December. When did that? That never happens. And there's a reason it doesn't happen. It's because it's dumb. They're not winning the Super Bowl. I don't care if they brought Devonta Adams. Can Devonta Adams coach? Can he play the run? Can he get a pass rush? Because if you can't do any of those things, they're not going anywhere. And Rodgers, look, I think he's been fine this year. He's not been anywhere near the player he was when he was winning MVPs. He's just, and that's fine. He's 41 years old this season. But, like, they're not good. And Adams coming in there doesn't make them good. And as far as the Raiders are concerned, you know, the Raiders, like, I don't want, like, the Raiders should have eaten some of his salary and gotten that thing up to a two, but they didn't because they don't want to eat the salary because Mark Davis doesn't have the cash on hand a lot of other owners do. And now you got to sit there. They gave up a first and a second round pick 2 years ago for Adams and had Derek Carr for a year and then had Garoppolo, O'Connell, and Minshew throwing him passes. I mean, that's a catastrophe of a trade. So, yeah, look, in the end, I think both teams kind of win the Bills-Browns trade. I like it for both teams. I don't like the trade for Adams for either side.
Last question here, Matt. We do our yearly during the bye week. We don't ask Patrick any football questions, and we ask him random questions. We asked him what his favorite Pop-Tart flavor is, and he said that he's never had one before. Do you have a favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
Wait, he's never had a Pop-Tart?
That's what he said earlier today on the show. He said he's never had one before.
That's worse than him putting ketchup on a steak. Thank God for him. He's good at football. A brown sugar cinnamon all day. Heat it up for 11 seconds. You're good to go.
That is our guy, Matt Verderam, joining us on the show. Matt, man, I appreciate you.
No problem. Anytime.
Absolutely. That's Matt Verderam joining us on the show today. We are talking wide receivers. We have not had time to take you guys' phone calls. I promise you we will in the next segment. 913-586-7965. I believe that the Chiefs should have made the trade for Amari Cooper today. I want to hear you guys' thoughts. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5, The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, this is a theory that I've seen multiple people say on the text line. Now, I am not going to say that this is not the case. In some instances, I do not think that this was the instance, at least regarding Amari Cooper. So text line 913-586-7965. And if you're on hold, stay there. I promise we'll take your phone call here coming up momentarily. If you want to call in, now's the perfect time to do so. CDOT, maybe the league has collectively decided that they are not helping Kansas City, regardless of the trade. Like they would rather be our real competition, have the pieces that we seek. I don't think that's the case in this instance. Amari Cooper was traded to Buffalo. Now, if the Cleveland Browns said we are not trading him in the AFC and they sent him to Tampa Bay, for example, okay, that would make sense. Or when Deontay Johnson was in Pittsburgh and they had it pretty clear, we are not trading him to a team in the AFC, so they sent him to Carolina. I just don't think that Cleveland, who is in the AFC, has this stance of, well, we're not going to trade him to Kansas City because they're competition, but we will trade him to Buffalo. That just doesn't really add up to me, especially when Kansas City's draft pick compensation is better than Buffalo's. Buffalo traded a third-round pick. Kansas City has 2 third-round picks, and one of those third-round picks is Tennessee's. Now, you guys watch the NFL the way that I watch the NFL. Out of those 3 teams, who has the possibility of having the better third-round pick? Is it Tennessee, Kansas City, or Buffalo? It's Tennessee. So if Kansas City was willing to dangle that other third-round pick, I think you could have got Amari Cooper. I don't think the Chiefs wanted Amari Cooper, and that is well within their rights to say that's not the player that we think is a good fit. We think Deontay Johnson is a good fit, or we think that DeAndre Hopkins is a good fit. But I'm just looking at it, and I want to know tomorrow on why this trade wasn't one that you guys thought made sense. Financially, he is making $800,000 the rest of the season. So from a salary cap perspective, it made a lot of sense. From a trade acquisition standpoint, I think it makes a lot of sense. I think it made a lot of sense to me for that to be the case, for you to go ahead and make that trade. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, you aren't thinking it through. The Browns may want to help Buffalo than help KC three-peat. I don't think teams are thinking that deep about it. I could be wrong. I'm not the general manager of the Cleveland Browns. I am going to guess that if you were trading Amari Cooper and you were trading him in the AFC, you are not creating one team we're not going to trade him to, but we'll trade him to another Super Bowl contending team. No, you were trying to get the best assets that you can to help your team, who right now is in line to get the #1 overall pick in the draft. If the draft started today, Cleveland would have the #1 overall pick. So if you were telling me that Cleveland is that forward thinking that they don't want to make a trade with Kansas City, even though their draft pick could be 20, maybe 25 spots higher than Buffalo's, because they don't want Kansas City to win the Super Bowl. You know what? Cleveland is a lot dumber than I think that they are. At least that's where I am. Cleveland's a lot dumber than what are. Again, I'm not saying that that never happens. I don't think there was any scenario that the Raiders were trading Devontae Adams to Kansas City. But if you're going to trade in the AFC, he was up for business. Sure, maybe Buffalo wasn't going to trade Stephon Diggs to Kansas City, and they trade him to Houston instead. So again, I'm not going to make it seem like there are no exceptions to the rule. I just don't think Cleveland was operating that way. I don't think the Chiefs had a genuine and real interest in Amari Cooper. I think they were fine. I mean, I'm not the only one that thinks this. Also, Nate Taylor, he does not think that the Chiefs were in on Amari Cooper.
Okay, here's my full reaction. I don't believe the Chiefs were in on Amari Cooper. That makes sense because, again, as I said earlier, there are still other options. This is actually good for the Chiefs, though, because it now gives you, as I've talked about before, a baseline as to what the market is from a trade compensation standpoint if you are to trade for a receiver, whether that is DeMarcus Robinson or Tutu Atwell or Deontay Johnson or
Tyreek?
DeAndre Hopkins?
You say something cool?
Darius Slayton?
Oh, okay.
He's looked good the last 2 weeks when Neighbors has been out. I don't know if that's just a product of that, but he's been impressive.
I just want to keep reminding people that Darius Slayton exists, and I think you should look at him. I think you should watch his tape and, you know, see what happens. Now, of course, you need both parties to agree to this. Of course, the Chiefs and the Giants have already executed a trade before with Kadarius Toney. Slayton is not Tony, okay? not from a dynamic standpoint and from a mercurial standpoint, but he is a functional, really good NFL receiver who is working right now under Mike Kafka, who could, you know, say a nice word or two to Andy Reid.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, do you think there's a chance that maybe the Chiefs are just sitting at 5-0 and they believe that Andy and Pat can get the job done with what they currently have? This would be my question to the Chiefs. This is a legitimate question. Tomorrow, if we had Brett Veach on the show or Andy Reid, I would ask them this question. If you look at your depth chart, if you think the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl, they have 15 games left at a minimum in their season. They have 12 games remaining in the regular season, and they have at least 3 games in the postseason. So they could have 16 games left if they don't get the one seed, they don't get the bye. At a minimum, they have 15 games left. Do you think that Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, and Xavier Worthy are holding up from now until the end of the season? That is a full regular season of work. If, let's say that we never had Rashee Rice, let's say you never had Hollywood Brown on the team, and we were just randomly talking about this in August, would you guys bet that Juju Smith-Schuster would stay the entire season healthy? I mean, he didn't do that the last time he was on the team. In 2022, he didn't do that. McColl has battled injuries. Xavier Worthy is 5'10", 180 pounds. If the Chiefs are banking on that those three individuals are going to stay healthy from October 15th until the first week in February, I just disagree with them. Maybe we can disagree on who they should go get. I think they should go get Amari Cooper. They like Darius Slayton. We can disagree on who the person is. But just, you got to show me the data, the history, to believe that those three individuals are staying healthy for the next 4 months. Because that's what you would be banking on if that's the case. And you just got to bank on that another injury is going to happen. I don't think that's being negative. It's just, it's football. We think the Chiefs aren't going to have to deal with another injury from now until February. Everybody's going to play every game. Everybody's going to be healthy every single week. That's just not realistic. That's not how football is. So you gotta prepare that something is going to go wrong. That's what depth is for, building for attrition, being able to handle those things. You've already tested your depth at the wide receiver room. That's what your wide receiver room looks like when now the guys that are healthy for the rest of the season, or at least right now that are not out, this is what your room looks like. So to me, the Chiefs have to make a move in some capacity. I'm not here saying that the Chiefs would trade a first and a third to go get Tyreek Hill. I don't think that's realistic. You have to try to – so if that's they make a move for MVS, I'm not excited about it, but you bring MVS and then you make a trade for Darius Slayton, all right, you give yourself a couple of more options. You give yourself a couple of more bodies. You'll get Isaiah Pacheco back. You start to conserve Travis Kelce and hope that he's ready for the postseason. Like, You can manage this thing. I just don't think they have four healthy wide receivers right now. I just don't think it's realistic to think that those guys are holding on for the next 4 months. Let's go to the phone lines. Frank, you calling us to the drive. Hey, Frank, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just think that's what it boiled down to. I don't think it was anything outside of the realm that no one wanted to deal. The Browns didn't want to deal Cooper to the Chiefs. I just think the Chiefs were like, we're going to pass and we'll look at these other options that we have. But I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You got to bring some bodies in here because you're not going to get most likely one of those four guys, if not more, is going to get hurt. And because, you know, Juju has his issues. But MVS, oh my, I just can't. I mean, like, no, like, Mahomes has got to go to them and be like, I don't want that dude. That dude can't catch the ball, whatever. I mean, no. Anyone that MVS, I hope they don't go that route, but unfortunately they might. But that's it. They're gonna go after somebody. I don't know who, but yeah, I think it was more of the latter, like they just didn't want him rather than the Browns saying we don't want to deal him to the Chiefs. So that's Frank, my input
no,
on it.
No, Frank, I 100% agree with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. To go through the depth chart really quickly, and we're going to head to Charlotte right now and be joined by Chris McClain to find out about Deontay Johnson. I mean, they have four wide receivers that you would even consider throwing the ball to. Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, and Mecole Hardman. I mean, Sky Moore is healthy and on the team, but maybe I speak for all of us. I don't ever want them to throw another pass to Sky Moore under any circumstance. You know what? I don't want Patrick Mahomes to throw any more balls to Sky Moore. They can let Carson Wentz throw him the ball. Hey, if the Chiefs get up 35-0 on Sunday against San Francisco and Carson Wentz is in the game and Sky Moore is his number one wide receiver, that sounds great to me. Under no circumstances do I want Patrick Mahomes to ever attempt another pass to Sky Moore. Right now, they have four wide receivers. This was a room we were talking about had six or seven deep. They're just going to have to make a move at some point. Who could that wide receiver be? Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Chris McClain. He is with WFNZ in Charlotte, and we'll learn a little bit more about Deontay Johnson if he's available. Chris, how you doing, my man?
Well, what's going on, man? How y'all doing?
Doing good. Let's just start with this. Is Deontay Johnson available? Chiefs fans are kind of looking at him after Amari Cooper has been moved. They're looking at Deontay Johnson as a possible fit. Is he a guy who's going to be available via trade?
It's a hell of a question, and it's something we're talking about a lot, too. You know, fans here have their opinion. With this the last year of his contract, fans have an opinion, you know, on whether or not they would like him to be re-signed or whether they want to use him as trade bait. So your guess is as good as mine. I mean, I think there's a lot of national media outlets that are definitely trying to create a Panther fire sale. And I get it. This is almost like a routine for us here in Carolina when we get off to a bad start. And anybody worth a crap on the roster starts to become a rumor. But I see why you want him, man. He's the knockout of Pittsburgh was his head wasn't on straight all the time. He would be a problem at times, wouldn't focus all the time. But I'm sure contract here has something to do with it. But he has been, you know, a complete professional here. He's been the closest thing we've had to a legit number one receiver since DJ Moore was traded from here. And I think, you know, with Pat Mahomes and what you have around him on offense, I think he'd be a great addition. I'm just not sure exactly what Dan Morgan, the GM, is thinking. They have not talked contract. There's never been any, like, talk since they acquired him in the offseason. They've never talked about, you know, extension or any of that stuff yet. But I don't really know what Dan Morgan's thinking. But I think it would be a great pickup for y'all if he ended up being the guy that you acquired.
Yeah, and I think just in the process of listening to your answer, I think that's why his name continues to come up. So he's on Carolina. They haven't had much conversation about a contract. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I mean, Kansas City, not just for this season, but for the next couple of seasons, now with the injury with Rashee Rice and also to Hollywood Brown, they're kind of looking for a 28, 29-year-old productive wide receiver. And you guys have one.
Yeah. Oh, I like personally, if I was the GM, I would have been working by now to try to see what it would take to re-sign him as an extension. But if I was the GM, we'd probably be in worse place than we are now, believe it or not. All right. So there's a reason why I'm on the radio, you know, I'm sure you can relate to that. But I'm not in favor necessarily of the Panthers doing it, but I can vouch for, like, you know he wants to get this next big deal. At his age, late 20s, he's at the point, he signed, I think in Pittsburgh, a two-year, $36 million deal. He's at the point where this can be his biggest deal coming up. So I think that's been a big reason why he's been great in the locker room. There's been none of that stuff that people in Pittsburgh told us about when he got traded here. I think it's a great cat for y'all to go after. I don't think it's going to cost. I wouldn't think it would cost as much as the wide receiver trades you saw today. If I was GM, I would counter and say, do you have any interest in Adam Thielen? That would be the guy that I would want to trade. But obviously, if Dan Morgan, well, y'all should be calling Carolina, and if Dan Morgan wants to do it, it would be a great move for you guys to make, no doubt about it.
All right, let's talk about Adam Thielen. I actually wanted Adam Thielen last year, but he made the move to Carolina. He got off to a good start. I mean, Adam Thielen's a little older. He's 35 years old. He was productive last year. How much do you think he has left in the tank? Do you think he's a player that is open for trade?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he kind of made comments after last year that were interesting about kind of, you know, his desire to win and kind of like, hey, is that going to happen in Carolina? Well, I can still play. And, you know, he ended up coming back this year. And it's not like he, you know, he's not the type of guy that's going to make any sort of problem. But you could tell he was kind of thinking, I wouldn't mind playing for somebody that can win some playoff games and let me play in some more big games before I'm done. He's one that I would be more willing to let go. I don't think he is number one receiver material. I mean, he was number one receiver last year in Carolina by default. I mean, no one else was open. This dude catches everything, even if he's not open. So he ended up with a 100-catch season. But I don't think that's the role you want him in. But again, he's another guy that I think, you know, again, I mean, with Pat Mahomes, I feel like I could be traded to Kansas City, and this cat would probably get me 5 catches, you know? So it's just, I think he would be a great veteran influence in the locker room. He's a chain mover. That's the thing. I mean, Deontay has, you know, more yak potential, more downfield potential. They're both really good route runners, but Thielen would just be a chain mover. So I guess it depends on what you're looking for in Kansas City. I think he'd be a good one too. And as a fan, he's the guy, because of his age, I'd be more likely to part with. Whereas Deontay, I would love to see the Panthers say, hey, 3 years, $60 million, something like that. You want to stay here in Carolina? You're a number one receiver here. You might not be that elsewhere. But I do think, yeah, I think there should be conversations probably about both those guys.
I'm also looking at what you look at Adam Thielen's age, you look at his production, you look at his contract. I'm assuming that you could get Thielen for relatively cheap. Like, I'm assuming you could get him for a 6 or a 7, as long as you're willing to eat some of that contract. Like, he's not going to be pricey at all.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to think, because that's – I mean, this is the ongoing conversation. I'd much rather, Carrington, have your conversations. You know what I mean? Like, how do we get this player? We're always the sellers. Even in basketball with the damn Hornets, we're always the ones where it's like, oh, should we sell this guy? Because we're in a constant rebuild. So I'd love to be in your situation and be actually shopping. But, like, I'm trying to think, okay, so what can you get for these guys? You saw the third-round picks, and I know the Adams one was conditional. Cooper, there was a third-rounder involved. So for Deontay, I wonder if it could be a fourth. You know what I mean? A round down from those guys. And for Thielen, yeah, you're probably looking sixth, somewhere in that neighborhood. That would be my guesstimate on what it might take for either one of those guys.
Well, that is Chris McClain joining us on the show today. He's with WFNZ in Charlotte. You know what, Chris? We are going to get ready for another championship parade, and you guys are going to get ready to draft Quinn Ewers. I'm sure that we're going to both have a very exciting spring.
Hey, one of these times, man, I'm going to call you and say, hey, we need to see if we can trade for someone because we're actually good. I hope I live long enough to make that phone call to you, brother.
I appreciate you, Chris. Thanks a lot for hopping on today. That is Chris McClain joining us on the show. You can tell Chris McClain just wakes up every day and he's like, God, these Panthers, they just can't get anything right. David Tepper, they can't get anything right. Then when you think you get something right and you get Bryce Young with the number one overall pick, he's maybe the worst first-round quarterback that we have ever seen. You know what? Things haven't worked in Carolina like they certainly hoped, Rob. Things have not worked at all.
I mean, it's got to be rough. He pointed out, he's like, well, you know, the Hornets are always sellers. The Panthers are always sellers. They don't have a baseball team. Admittedly, I don't know how much of an appetite Carolina has for hockey.
They
I know
got they Clemson.
Have a, I know they have a hockey team. I imagine there's a lot of Clemson football
talk. They got a lot of Clemson.
Like, if we called him and said, hey, real quick, tell us about Cade Klubnak. He'd be like, oh, I got you. Do not worry. I'm here for it.
That's what we should have asked him. We should have asked when they got to make the college football playoff. That's what we should have asked.
Do you like covering Dabo? Would be a great question.
Text line 913-586-7965. C-Dot, could you see the Chiefs using more tight end heavy sets in lieu of picking up another wide receiver before Brown comes back? If I am the Chiefs, I would not be counting on Hollywood Brown this year, and I would just count him as found money. If he comes back, great. But I would just not be counting on a guy who has never played with Patrick Mahomes, that is going to be your big move that you're going to make in late December. Like, when's the earliest you think that Hollywood could come back and play? So you got to come back, you got to play, you got to practice, you got to be in football shape and conditioning, you got to get hit on that shoulder, and you're just going to jump right in and play playoff football? That's really, really difficult to do. Now, I am all for them giving it a try, but I'm just counting that like $20 that you find in the laundry hamper. I am not relying on Hollywood Brown coming back this year. They should use their tight ends. The offensive game plan and scheme that they had on Monday night against the Saints, that's how this offense will work. You need more Noah Gray. You need to continue to run the football effectively. Throw it out of the backfield to Samaje Perine. Give Kareem Hunt his carries. And you just got to spray the ball around to all your different wide receiver options. A little bit of Juju. A little bit of Xavier Worthy. Like, this is where you really got to scheme some stuff up. And you really got to trust your quarterback to make good decisions. The offensive game plan that they had on Monday against the Saints was pretty strong. But now you're going on the road and you're playing the San Francisco 49ers, in my opinion, still one of the five best teams in the league. So it's going to be a challenge. And are you going to be able to score consistently? Or is this going to be a team that, all right, you got to play a little ball control, you got to run the football, you got to protect your quarterback, and you got to continue to have maybe the best defense in the National Football League. And maybe that's what carries you over the course of the next couple of weeks until you make a trade and you can kind of get some of that explosiveness back in your offense. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll play our conversation with Patrick Mahomes. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
We're going to head to Cleveland here coming up momentarily and be joined by Chico Borman to learn more about Amari Cooper. But before we do that, I just want to inform you guys. You guys know, or maybe some of you know, maybe some of you don't know, that Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla, she did a podcast a couple of days ago with Angel Reese. People weren't very happy about some of her comments. Rob, she is now on I Am Athlete to then respond to people's comments about her podcast. So she said this on a podcast, and now she has gone on another podcast to address what she said on the first podcast. For somebody who wants people to leave her alone and let her live her life, I don't know if this is the way to go about it. I just would leave that man and his girlfriend alone. He's moved on with his life. I don't know why you don't move on too, but you know what? I try to stay out of women's business. Let me go to the phone lines right now and be joined by one of my favorite people to talk to. He is in Cleveland today, Chico Borman. Chico, how you doing, my man?
Carrington, all I can say is she's upset now. Imagine what she's going to say when your review comes out for the holiday Hallmark movie that apparently did I read that right? Where it's basically going to be the gist of it. The plot is going to be a pop star who can never find Mr. Right. And then she meets Mr. Right, kind of like Taylor and Travis.
Yeah, that is going to be the plot of the movie. You know what I think it is? I think Kayla's mad that she couldn't go to Yankees Guardians yesterday. I think she saw that Taylor and Travis were just happy at that Cleveland Guardians game, and it's just really making her upset that she was at home.
Kayla might have more success than Josh Naylor at the plate these days, I can tell you that. That's a whole nother issue.
Right now we're talking to our guy, Chico Borman. Chico, you know what? I saw a play in the Browns and Eagles game. Amari Cooper ran a simple curl route. And when he turned around, that ball sailed over his head and went out of bounds. And you could just tell by his body language that he was done playing with Deshaun Watson. He was done playing in Cleveland. I imagine that this news did not come as a shock to any of you that he finally got traded.
No, it didn't at all. And, I mean, I think if you go back, C-Dot, you know, back to the summer when the trade rumors started with San Francisco and Brandon Ayuk, and, you know, look, Amari Cooper has been, always will be, the consummate professional. But I think anyone, it would probably, you know, bother you a little bit. He said all the right things coming back, but I think that played into it. And then I think, yeah, I think he had kind of had his fill of Deshaun, if you will, in terms of just the miscommunication. The offense has never really been on the same page. You know, it's been like this since pretty much, you know, training camp. And so, no, it wasn't. I think this is the first clear sign, though, from the organization that, you know, we try to be 1-0 every week, as Kevin likes to say. I think this is the first indication that they're thinking about next year and beyond.
Right now, we're talking to Chico Borman, learning a little bit more about Amari Cooper, who's been traded to the Buffalo Bills. Are you happy with the compensation? Are you happy with what Cleveland got back in return?
I think you have to be. I mean, again, you never want this to happen because this is supposed to be an integral part of your team and was. But this season has been a disaster, so you end up getting a third, and I believe it's a seventh, a third in next year's draft, and that's more than what, you know, Dallas gave up in the beginning when they first got him. So I think the compensation is nice. You know, they've got to start doing something in the draft. I mean, you finally have a first round pick back, which unfortunately for Cleveland fans right now, if it ended today, would be number one. I don't know how to look at that, but you know, they've got to start doing some damage there. They gave up 3 ones, as we all know, for Deshaun Watson, and you know, I know, the whole world knows that if you're gonna build an NFL roster, giving up that many first round draft picks, those could really come in handy. But I think you've got to be pretty pleased with the compensation, and I think Buffalo obviously is pleased with, you know, getting that that great wide receiver for Josh Allen.
I know there's no way for you to definitively answer this question, but do you think there was any chance that Cleveland didn't want to trade him to Kansas City? That was an issue with Pittsburgh, with Deontay Johnson. They didn't want him to go to Kansas City, but they also trade him to the NFC. We've seen some people on the text line say that, and my stance has been clear. Cleveland isn't in a position that they can be, well, hey, we're going to take the lesser of the two offers because we don't want to help Kansas City out. So you then trade him to Buffalo, another team who has a chance to win a championship. So I don't think that happened, but you're a lot closer to the situation. Do you think there's a chance that Cleveland just wouldn't trade Amari Cooper to Kansas City?
I don't think so. I think the Browns really, in this regard, Carrington, they tried to do well by guys that, you know, they traded and making sure that, you know, they're at least in a good situation. Obviously would have been in a good situation with KC. I don't know what the compensation was coming back. I know KC, I didn't hear anything about them offering a third. I don't know what you heard, but I really don't think that it really played into it. I think this, you know, has been rumored for a few weeks now. They got a great offer from Buffalo. And like I said, I do think if there's any kind of, if you want to call it silver lining, I do think that they wanted to make sure that Amari was going to a place in Kansas City. Obviously fits that description, but fits, you know, goes to a place where he has a chance to contend.
What are you guys going to do about your quarterback situation? I don't have to tell you it's bad. You have watched it far more than me. Like, Chico, I was at the point where I was mad at Red Zone for them even showing me Cleveland offensive drives. Like, they're not going to score a touchdown here. Show me a highlight if they score. But other than that, please keep them off my Chiefs bye week Red Zone. I don't want any parts of it. Again, I don't have to tell you about your quarterback situation. What's next for Cleveland at that position? They can't continue on for the next 3 years if it's this bad.
No, I mean, you would think. And I know the cap number is, you know, ridiculous. And money aside, just what we're seeing, and I know that's easier said than done, but money aside, your eyeballs, everything is telling you there is no way that this marriage is going to work. So I can't imagine that Deshaun Watson is the quarterback of this football team next year. I mean, there's talk about, you know, is Kevin Stefanski going to be back 1 year after coach of the year? I can't imagine that Deshaun's a guy. I would say, listen, if you're already looking at 2025 and beyond, and we know that's clear, we also know every week we roll our eyes when we hear the press conference, you know, Kevin Stefanski, I think speaking for Jimmy Haslam, but Kevin Stefanski saying, you know, Deshaun, we're not going to bench the quarterback. He gives us the best chance to win. Well, if you've already admitted, and like I said earlier, I think that the move of Amari Cooper proves that they're not in it to win it this year. So if that's the case, I mean, I don't know, put in DTR, put in Dorian Thompson-Robinson, and see what he can do. I don't think it's much of anything, but I think that's where you're at right now. And I think also you're starting to see, and I don't like to say, well, you know, look at these comments from outside the locker room, but Mitchell Schwartz, who played for years here, and you knew him well, obviously, in Kansas City, and he came out and he's like, you know, I think it's pretty clear those guys, they don't want to play for Deshaun. And it's probably not just Deshaun, it's the entire mess. But right now you have guys like Joe Bitonio, you have guys going out there that are putting it all on the line. And yet the message from the top is absolutely no way are we going to consider changing the quarterback. Well, you know, if the situation wasn't what it was in terms of what you gave up, in terms of what you guaranteed money-wise, would you really be saying that? So I think now if you haven't lost them already, you are perilously coming to that point. So, you know, which is it? If you're going to really start looking ahead and seeing what you have at the quarterback position, you know, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, it didn't wow anybody. I don't think he's the answer, but I sure as heck don't think Deshaun Watson trotting him out there every week. It's just frustration more for him, more for the fans, more for his teammates. You gotta cut the cord at some point.
That is our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show. He's with the Big Play Network in Cleveland. Chico, I can't speak for the rest of Kansas City, but I'm pulling for the Guardians to beat the Yankees, man. I appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate that. I expect to see you in a Jose Ramirez jersey. I'll look for that pick later on this evening.
You know what, Chico? You've now taken it too far. You know what? I'm pulling for you guys. Now you got me wearing the apparel. I can't do that, Chico. I can't do it.
Well, apparently Travis Kelce couldn't last. I didn't have a problem with that, by the way. Let me just put that on record. Fans were a little ridiculous that he didn't have guards gear on, but I just wanted to say that.
You know what, Cleveland? He brought Taylor Swift to a Guardians game. That's real love. I'm not listening to any Cleveland fan complaining about what Travis was wearing yesterday.
Represents. He talks about Cleveland all the time. He doesn't need to prove anything.
100%. That's our guy, Chico. Thanks, Chico. That's our guy, Chico Borman, joining us on the show today. Travis Kelce didn't even go to a Royals postseason game. He went to a Cleveland one of your men. He's not wearing a Wild Thing Von jersey. Cleveland's ridiculous. You know what? They might deserve Deshaun Watson. Keep it right here. It's the Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.